Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat. I'm Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. Got to plug the upcoming Durango Rocks Awards event at, 6 o'clock on the 28th. And you can register for that at durangobusiness.org. It is a free event, thanks to our generosity of all of our sponsors. The list is long, so I'm not going to go into all of them. And then we also have other events coming up from our YPods. Leadership of Plata applications are being accepted. So lots happening. And again, durangobusiness.org is where all the information is. And for all things Fort Lewis, fortlewis.edu. Dr. Steve Elias, Dean of School of Business Administration. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks, Jack. And I'll just say, as a Chamber board member, I'm excited for Durango Rocks. All the credit in the world to you and the Chamber staff for making this happen during what's been a crazy time. So thank you.
Well, and it's funny because I'm going to deflect that appreciation and thank you for that to Kim. Kim has done an outstanding job. I mean, she has been coordinating the production. She's the producer, the writer, the director. She's taken the bull by the horn, so to speak, and running with it. So, they'll all happen at 6 o'clock on the 28th. But I want to talk about the Innovation Center. You guys opened it 2 weeks later, shut down because of the pandemic, so to speak. But now you're starting to open up. And on the 14th, you're having a co-working day. Tell me about that.
Yeah, correct. Absolutely. And thanks for the opportunity. We launched the Center for Innovation downtown on the second floor of the main mall late-ish February of last year, which was not a great time to launch a business endeavor. COVID hit. And so, when you're talking about a space that's meant to bring people together for things like co-working and collaboration, that's not really a great fit with social distancing and the like. And so we're at a point now where we've got a lot of precautions in place. We have co-working going on. We have private offices that folks are renting. We have workshop space. And Kiki Hooten is the center coordinator. A lot of folks in town know Kiki from some of her work with SBDC and disaster relief efforts. She's doing a phenomenal job. And she's been able to take some of that knowledge and use it to where we're able to safely, kind of open the center back up and have some people come in. And we are hosting a free co-working day, like you said, April 14th. I think we're running from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Hot coffee all day long, some networking activities around lunchtime, and happy hour at the end of the day. And if anybody were interested in learning more about it, they can go to the center website, which is innovation.fortlewis.edu, innovation.fortlewis.edu. And it'd be great to see everybody out there.
And I know all the protocols, as you mentioned, will be followed and space is limited. So make sure that, you get signed up. And there's so many people, I think, that are anxious to get back together. I was amazed at how much I got done, and I worked way too much working from home. But I have to say, the hallway conversations, the water cooler talk with my staff has been awesome. We all mask up when we leave our offices and walk down the hall, but definitely a nice thing to be able to get out and see the world again, so to speak. Now, I want to ask you, in your department, School of Business Administration, you have a couple new majors, the computer technology, and I know it's called, the acronym is CIS, and then you have the entrepreneurship. Talk about those. That's exciting.
Yeah, those are two new majors we launched last year, CIS, Computer Information Systems, and the other new major is entrepreneurship. But given our location and our mission, frankly, from the School of Business, we didn't launch a traditional entrepreneurship major. It's technically called Entrepreneurship and Small Business. And Jack, better than anybody in Durango, the vast majority of our businesses here are small businesses. And so we thought it was important to be able to offer a major that allows students to gain the background to become entrepreneurs, but a lot of them also want to stay here. And we'd love for our students to be able to stay here and launch businesses and have an impact on our economy. And so we thought adding that small business component was important. And that major has taken off, as has the CIS, the computer information.
Well, and to me, you know, they dovetail together so well, the computer information system, but on the entrepreneurship side with your Hawk Tank, because to me, you've got so many young entrepreneurs graduating from Fort Lewis that probably are going, man, I really want to start my own business when I graduate. And those programs seem to me, from the outside perspective, that they just intertwine together.
Yeah, and we just wanted to set our students up for success. And same thing can be said, I know you didn't ask about our digital marketing certificate, not to go off subject, but no. We really tried to talk to folks in the community like you. In fact, I know the Chamber a couple years ago did some surveys for us to see what the business community needs. Being small businesses, a lot of our colleagues locally don't, for example, have marketing departments. And so we launched a certificate, not a degree, but just a certificate in digital marketing. So community members would have access to that knowledge. So yeah, whether it's CIS, which is just big nationwide, really, or entrepreneurship in small business or digital marketing. In fact, we launched a ski resort operations certificate, some folks may be familiar with, because we talked to our friends at Mountain Capital Partners, the owners of Purgatory. They had a need for some folks who might be able to climb the ranks into management or upper management positions, and we wanted to help them meet that need.
You know, and I love hearing that all the things you're offering, and it shows how Fort Lewis College is, you know, adapting to, you know, trends and with everything, and again, with the pandemic. So I do want to ask you about how things are going on campus and how things are going, you know, in general for Fort Lewis.
Absolutely. And you know, speaking of adapting, I have to just give a ton of credit and a huge shout out to leadership on campus. You know, of course, President Stridicus, Provost Nixon, but when COVID hit, the leadership made some bold decisions and it turned out to be the right decisions, to where we didn't experience of course, the pandemic hit us, but it didn't hit us as hard as it may have if leadership didn't step in and take some steps to mitigate things. And they did a phenomenal job. And so, you know, a lot of schools, unfortunately, a lot of colleges and universities were down significantly in enrollment last fall. And Fort Lewis College was up almost 4%, which is amazing. And so I give all the credit in the world to the leadership on campus. So I think things on campus are actually going pretty well. We're doing great work, supportive leadership, which is always key to your success, and couldn't be happier.
Yeah. Well, and I know, you know, vaccinations required coming, you know, rolling into the fall and other things. And I think we're going to see more and more of that. And leadership sometimes has to make some bold decisions, some things that may not be popular in some respects, but that's what comes with, you know, the title, so to speak. And now I want to ask for your department. I mean, looking ahead, are you going to be offering hybrid classes, in-person classes, combination thereof? What's your crystal ball telling us?
Yeah, we're going to try to get back to as close to normal as possible in the fall. And so I'm sure we'll still have some online or hybrid classes, but we're going to have face-to-face classes. One of the things that would be really great for us to figure out, and I'm sure you and I will have more conversations about this, is how do we get the Center for Innovation downtown involved with our curriculum? You know, could we maybe offer some certificate programs through there that students and community members can enroll in? But yeah, we're looking at face-to-face in the fall, and barring any unforeseen changes, we want to get back to providing as normal as possible a college experience for our students. I think that's very important for all of us on campus, is wanting our students to feel that they're in college and not having to constantly worry about their safety. Let us take care of that and make sure that all the processes are in place. And I really feel like we've done a pretty good job of that.
Yeah, you know, and I was just thinking when you were talking about, you know, upcoming things, I'm curious, graduation, that's around the corner, and what's that going to look like this year? And I have to say, 39 years ago, I was graduating from Fort Lewis College, back when I had hair and I didn't have gray in my beard. And what's the plan of attack for those that are going to be graduating?
So, yeah, that's a great question, Jack. We actually are holding commencement ceremonies. We're just having a lot of them. Instead of having maybe two or what eventually became three in the last few years, at the end of the academic year, the end of the spring semester, we're actually having a bunch over 2 days. Each ceremony is capped at 60 students. And it's going to be held on the football field. So you can just imagine how much space there will be between the students, spacing 60 people out on the football field. We'll have a small platform party, I'm sure. I think folks are limited to two guests in the stands. And so it goes back to trying to have as normal a college experience. You know, we felt bad when we couldn't have a graduation ceremony last year, right? You have students going to school for 4 years, maybe a few of them four and a half or five, I don't know, but maybe six. And it comes to an end and you can't have that traditional ceremony. We just wanted to safely be able to provide that experience. So we are going to have graduation ceremonies. They're just capped at 60 students.
Yeah. Well, and it's, yeah, I can only imagine, you know, you're, like I said, I did the 5-year program way back, you know, change your major 3 times, that's what happens. And that whole culmination. And I think, you know, a lot of times the graduation's for the parents because they're so proud and want to see their, you know, son or daughter walk across the stage. So shifting gear, we got about a couple minutes left, but so you've been here 3 years now?
It'll be 4 years, July 1st.
Wow, time flies.
That's right. Oh, I know.
And so I want to ask, one, I guess I'll just ask first off, what do you love about Durango since you got here? What do you think that separates Durango from the rest?
Boy, that's tough. What's not to love about Durango? I was on a call the other day with somebody and we were joking around about how Durango is weird, because when you travel and go on vacation, it's one of the few places you can live where you actually kind of look forward to coming home, because you get to be back in Durango versus, you know, maybe escaping where you live to go on vacation and then dread going home. I think a lot of us here love coming home because we love Durango. So personally, my family, you know, my wife, and we've got twin boys who are 13. We loved being here. My wife Emily is from Colorado, so for her it was great coming home anyway. So personally, we love the outdoors. Being in a community that's year-round activities is phenomenal. But then, as you know, we just have an awesome business community. And I'll tell you what, being the dean of a business school in a community where you have a supportive business scene is hugely important. And so I couldn't be happier in that regard.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you're on our board of directors. You're involved with the community. You've immersed yourself big time. So thank you, you know, on behalf of the community for, you know, coming off the hill, as they say, and getting involved. I'm going to plug the Innovation Center. You're having the co-working day on the 14th. Go to innovation.fortlewis.edu to get registered for that. And, we're pre-recording this, and I will see you on the next Zoom call. We got a few of those.
That's right. We're on. Believe it or not, Jack and I are on a handful of boards together in the community. And so Jack and I think today is the Jack and Steve day.
Yeah, well, God help the community. Anyway, no, I'm just kidding. So, Dr. Elias, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.
Thanks, Jack.